This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Let's continue our Politics on Tap series, where we ask regular folks about their political concerns while having a beer. One major issue is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. For the last few months, polls have been mixed, so it's hard to gauge voters' feelings about it. We decided the best way to take their temperature is to send author Dan Libman back to the bars. Dan has been interviewing the regulars on his iPhone all summer long. He starts today's report with an expert.
President Obama has made the Affordable Care Act the centerpiece of his presidency.
A while back, I sat down with NIU political scientist Matt Streb at Fatty's Sports Bar and Grill in DeKalb and talked about a number of issues pertaining to the upcoming midterm elections in November.
He's made this a referendum on the Affordable Care Act. The Republicans want to make it a referendum on the Affordable Care Act. And the Democratic congressional candidates are a little leery, some of them, about making this a referendum on the Affordable Care Act.
The politicians have made their positions clear, but what about the voters? Dateline, Sterling, Illinois, my favorite kind of small Midwestern town. Surrounded by scenic rolling farmland with a river bordering one side, the downtown is laid out in a convivial grid. The wide streets are lined with brick buildings, sporting windows that feature business names and stenciled letters. The courtly mansions along the western edge of town speak of a former glory, while the new businesses downtown suggest a possible return to that glory. Because Sterling is a town rich in history, downtown also features several impressive murals. One of the largest is on the corner of 3rd and Locust, the likeness of all the presidents who have been to Sterling. There have been eight. Lincoln and Reagan, naturally, both having grown up in Illinois, but also G.H.W. Bush, Grant, Wilson, McKinley, and both Roosevelts. The notable missing president is Barack Obama, who, despite his strong Illinois connection, has not made an appearance in Sterling. And yet, on the very other side of the mural, the conversation is all Barack Obama. 3rd and Locust is also the location of two of Sterling's watering holes. First Kelly's, a traditional Irish bar that also happens to serve amazing Mexican food. Sitting in a booth having huevos rancheros was Mary.
So we're asking, is the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is that something you're paying attention to? Is that going to change your vote, motivate you to vote?
Actually, no, because I retired, so okay. I have full coverage insurance, so I'm not really concerned with Obamacare. Now, maybe I should be, because my son is 28 and doesn't have insurance, and I know that he's going to have insurance. Actually, he probably will be penalized because he hasn't gotten it yet.
Right next door is one of the city's newest enterprises, an upscale wine and beer bar called The Rusty Fox, where the young owner stopped to talk a little while opening a bottle of Founders Devil Dancer IPA for me. As far as he is concerned, Obamacare doesn't go far enough. He would prefer a single-payer system like many European countries have. Still, Rich understands why Obamacare remains a hard sell for many Americans.
The biggest complaint that anybody seems to have that makes any sense at all is that we're being forced to purchase a product that we all sort of desperately need anyway and should really have, right? But still, you know, making me buy insurance, people get incensed about it.
Sitting on a bar stool, I met Edward, who was drinking a Bell's Porter. He's self-employed and couldn't get insurance since he quit his job 5 years ago.
Before the Affordable Care Act, if I was to attempt to get any insurance, it would cost me at least a quarter of my monthly income, $800 a month or higher.
Edward feels that healthcare is a God-given right, and he's particularly concerned about people who have pre-existing conditions.
That particular part of the Affordable Care Act is something that's very important because of diabetes, cancer, heart disease, things that companies can deny you based on something that they don't want to pay for.
For Edward, the pre-existing condition issue is not simply academic, which is why he's paid close attention to an experience of a friend overseas.
He told me why Germany is top of the line in engineering and in healthcare and global energy, okay, renewable energy. If your heart is dying, I have congestive heart failure. It's called cardiomyopathy.
Okay.
In Germany, you will get a heart for free. You may pay 19% in taxes, but healthcare is not an issue.
Clearly, healthcare is an emotional issue, one that goes beyond politics, which is why it touches on so many conversations I had with people. As Matt Streb put it,
everybody at some point is going to have to deal with healthcare. And you can talk about a lot of sad stories that people did not get good healthcare and maybe it could have saved their lives or prolonged their lives. But on the other hand, there's an economic cost to that. Businesses look at it and say, well, if you want us to spend more on healthcare, then I can't hire as many people or our bottom line is hurt and that's going to hurt the economy. And so I really think that's where you see it.
We won't really know what the voters think until November 4th, when they take their talk out of the saloons and put it into action at the voting booth. Perhaps this is why bars have been historically closed on Election Day. In fact, it wasn't until this year when South Carolina struck the nation's very last Election Day prohibition law from the books. That's why bars and saloons are such vital places to spend time listening, talking, and yes, drinking. And that's where I'll be, listening to voters who will be telling me what they want the candidates to say. Until then, save a seat at the bar for me.
At our website, you can see Dan Libman's photos of the bars he visited in Sterling. While there, you can read and hear Dan's other reports in our series, Politics on Tap. That's at WNIJ.org.
Bitter ales might wash away my tears.